say, we were talking about children a while ago. You know, you ever seen them with a group of little kids and one of them would always run and tail every time he did it?
Mm-hmm.
What did they call that one?
Duck.
You ever heard anybody use that, call an adult a tattletale, or is that just something they use for children?
Yeah, they call adults a tattletale, too. Tattletale woman, go from one woman to the other in town and tattle.
That kind of like a gossip, you know, or something?
Yeah.
And, you know, sometimes a baby will have something to play with. What would you call little things that a baby might play with?
The rattle box or the toy.
You ever heard him call Play Pretty or anything like that?
Yeah.
That Play Pretty, what did that mean? Was that anything?
Just anything would be pretty, I think.
Yeah. Say you wanted to brighten up your table or something like that, or put something in your vase, you might go out and do what?
Straighten up, huh?
Yeah. And say you want to put some things in the vase to make the room real pretty, you might go out and do what?
Get some flowers.
The opposite of take it off would be what? Like, you know, take it off, the opposite of that would be what? It would be, if you didn't take it off, you must have.
Didn't take it off?
Yes. You might say, it's getting chilly. Here's your sweater, you better.
Put it on?
Yes. You'd see, sometimes you see fights out there in the colored community, one of them, he said he took a knife and did what to the other one? He
cut him or stabbed him?
Yes. Say, a teacher comes into a classroom and has a funny picture on the blackboard, she might turn around and say, who?
Who drew that?
Yes. We're talking about work and so forth. Say you were going to lift something, real heavy, like a piece of machinery. You're going to put it up on a roof. You might use pulley blocks and a rope to do what to it? To
pull it, to pull it up. Bottom tackle and pull it.
And if I ask you some kind of time expressions and things like that, say if you meet somebody in the early part of the day, what would you say to them, in greeting them? You might say good.
Good morning.
How long would you say that? About what time of the day?
Anytime before noon, I think.
What about afternoon? What would you say?
Good evening or good afternoon. So.
Yes, but how long would you say that?
That'd be in the dark, I think. That'd be good night.
Would you ever say good night when you first met somebody?
No. They say hello with them.
You mentioned evening. What part of the day exactly is evening? How long does that last from noon to
evening?
Yes.
Well, we just call it from noon to dark would be evening.
Yes.
Then that'd be the night. After dark comes up, we always figure it's night. The morning would be from daylight to noon. Evening would be from noon to dark.
Yes, sir. Say you're talking about a long day, having to work a long day.
Mm-hmm.
Say you start working just as the sun comes into sight. You say, well, I started working.
Daylight.
Any other way you might say that?